With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich heritage of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. Music of praise and adoration takes center stage on today's edition of With Heart and Voice. We'll listen to brilliant and inspiring music from a host of composers spanning more than 400 years, from the 16th through the 20th centuries. Great sacred choral and organ music by Distler, Vaughan Williams, Handel, Croft, and many others. We'll begin with music by the master composer Johann Sebastian Bach. In his organ collection, Klavier Übung Part 3, he included three settings of the chorale Allein Gott in der Höhe, All Glory Be to God on High, a chorale setting of the Gloria in Excelsis. We'll hear the second of these settings in trio form, performed by organist Caitlin Emerson at the Church of the Advent in Boston. Allein Gott in der Höhe sei er, BWV 676 by J.S. Bach. Caitlin Emerson played the organ of the Church of the Advent in Boston. Sir George Dyson, who had just been appointed director of the Royal College of Music in 1937, was commissioned to write an anthem for the coronation of George VI. He chose to set Psalm 150 in his anthem, O Praise God, originally scored for orchestra. We'll hear it with organ accompaniment and sung by the choir of Westminster Abbey. Douglas Guest conducts with Timothy Farrell accompanying. O Praise God, a setting of Psalm 150 by Sir George Dyson. The choir of Westminster Abbey was directed by Douglas Guest. Timothy Farrell played the organ. 16th century composer Jakob Handel, also known as Jacobus Gallus, was also a Cistercian monk and wrote a wonderful double choir motet on a text of adoration taken from a Good Friday liturgy. Adoramus te, Jesu Christe. We adore thee, O Jesus Christ, is performed here by the choir of the London Oratory, directed by Patrick Russell.
Jesus.
Patrick Russell led the choir of the London Oratory in Adoramus Te, Jesu Christe by Jakob Handel. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Sir Charles Villiers Stanford wrote an elaborate setting of the Gloria in Excelsis for the coronation of George V in 1911, which was later used again for the coronation of George VI barely more than 25 years later. Originally scored for large orchestra, he also provided a version arranged for organ. After its first performance, Stanford added other elements of the communion service to offer a complete festal communion service in B-flat, Opus 128. We'll hear the Gloria in Excelsis performed by the Winchester Cathedral Choir, led by David Hill. Stephen Farr accompanies.
Thank you.
Gloria in Excelsis from the Festal Communion Service in B-flat of Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. The Winchester Cathedral sang with treble soloist Keenan Burroughs. David Hill directed. William Croft, who held appointments at the Chapel Royal and Westminster Abbey in the early 18th century, is well known for composing the hymn tune St. Anne, to which we sing the hymn O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Croft is also attributed as the composer of the tune Hanover, which we'll hear next, setting words by Sir Robert Grant, O Worship the King. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, led by John Scott, sang the hymn O Worship the King. Christopher Durnley played the organ. Gordon Slater composed a wonderful tune, St. Botolph, which is frequently associated with the text, Jesu, the very thought of thee. Versatile composer and church musician Paul Halley has taken this tune and arranged it in fantastic ways to highlight the text with a supple accompaniment and engaging harmonic shifts that lift the hymn to new heights of expression. Noel Edison leads the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario, accompanied by Mr. Halley. Jesu, the Very Thought of Thee, as arranged by Paul Halley on a tune by Gordon Slater. The choir of St. John's Church at Laura was led by Noel Edison. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A wonderful hymn text by Eric Routley, written in 1972, receives a brilliant treatment in an original anthem setting by Morgan Simmons, who served for many years as organist and director of music at Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago. New Songs of Celebration is performed by the Morning Choir of Fourth Church with the Tower Brass and organist Aaron David Miller. All are under the direction of John W. W. Scherer. John Scherer led the Morning Choir of Fourth Presbyterian Church of Chicago in New Songs of Celebration, composed by former director of music there, Morgan Simmons. Two pieces of praise performed by the Atlanta Master Chorale are next. We'll begin with Hugo Distler's charming setting of Praise to the Lord the Almighty, followed by the rhythmically compelling Salmo 150 by Brazilian composer Hernani Aguiar. Eric Nelson leads the Atlanta Master Chorale.
Join me.
Salmo 150, a wonderful setting of Psalm 150 by Brazilian composer Hernani Aguiar. It was performed by the Atlanta Master Chorale, who earlier sang Praise to the Lord the Almighty by Hugo Distler. Eric Nelson conducted. Familiar words of the great Methodist hymn writer Charles Wesley were the inspiration for a commission to Philip Stopford to compose a piece for the choir of Knock Methodist Church in Belfast, Ireland. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise is sung here by the Ecclesium Choir, led by the composer. Tristan Rusher plays the organ. Philip Stopford led the Ecclesium Choir in his own setting of words by Charles Wesley, Oh for a Thousand Tongues. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The coronation of George VI was the catalyst for the composition of any number of wonderful and enduring pieces by the leading composers of the day. Our next selection, the Festival Te Deum by Ralph Vaughan Williams, was another piece composed for the auspicious 1937 coronation. Hear the choir of Westminster Abbey, directed by Douglas Guest. Eric Plutz played Postlude in D by Henry Smart on the historic Kimball organ of St. John's Cathedral in Denver. Earlier, we heard The Festival Te Deum by Ray Vaughan Williams, performed by the choir of Westminster Abbey. Douglas guest conducted with Timothy Farrell at the organ. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to uplifting music of praise and adoration. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.